Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Dr. Hannah Critchlow. This week we find out what's been flourishing in central reservations up and down the country.
Dear Naked Scientist, my name is Edward Draper and I have a question for you. All along the major roads of the UK, you can see little white flowers appearing. And if you stop and look, you can see that it's a form of scurvy grass. Now, this is a beech plant, and it's found a successful niche of the first few inches from the road. And I'm sure this is partly due to salting the roads. But my question is, given how widespread this flower is, how did it get there? Love to hear an answer. Thank you.
So, how has a species so successfully infiltrated the verges of the UK road systems? With the answer is Guy Barter, Chief Horticultural Advisor at the Royal Horticultural Society.
We think the plant in question is a native, despite its name, Cochlearia danica, or Danish scurvy grass. It's not actually a grass, but it's related to the cabbage family and known to be a halophyte. That's a plant that grows in the presence of some salt. It's well known to spread along roads, often at a remarkable rate per year, where presumably the turbulence of passing vehicles helps shift the seeds. It's a recent example of the many instances where human activity helps plants spread. Danish scurvy grass is an annual that thrives on well-drained but not too dry sunny soil, so runoff from roads would suit it well, as would the often rubble-like soil beside motorways. It tolerates coastal soil, so it's well adapted to high salt levels besides roads. The seeds ripen in late summer and disperse at that season. The young leaves are actually edible, cooked or raw, but apparently have a pungent flavour. It's rich in vitamin C, lack of which causes scurvy. However, the dust and the dirt besides roads would make me think twice before picking any.
So this salt-loving vitamin C-rich grass, traditionally eaten by scurvy-threatened sailors, is spreading along the major roads of central England. Rock salt, carved from underground mines, is sprinkled on the roads by gritters in the wintertime, and this creates conditions similar to the scurvy grass's normal saline coastal habitat. I spoke with Cambridge County Council, who stockpile 3,000 tonnes of rock salt per year, and they go out between 30 and 40 times a year to deliver 200 tonnes of rock salt, each time spreading it along 2,200 miles of roads across the county. That's 90 kilograms of salt per mile of road, or about 10 teaspoons of salt per metre of road, put down on just the minor roads for each icy or snow-covered day. And bearing these vast quantities of salt in mind, the Highland Agency has, over the last 2 years, phased in the use of pre-wetted salt brine rather than salt rock. And this new formulation allows 25% less salt to be needed on the roads, which may halt the scurvy grass progression. But in the meanwhile, how is scurvy grass spreading across the length and breadth of the country so quickly? Well, the air turbulence of passing traffic causes a pocket of low pressure behind the car, sucking in the seeds and dragging them along for large distances. Grass seeds can also get trapped in the grooves of the tyres and disperse this way. Now, moving from motorway verges to a petri dish, we ask, can we make life in a glass dish? And what defines life anyway?
Hi, my name is Bob Archibald. I live in Berkeley, California. I do have a question. Has there been any progress in creating a living organism from basic elements? Seems like with so many advances in human biology, science should be able to produce a very simple organism in the lab. Could you shed some light on this? I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Send your thoughts to Chris at thenakedscientists.com, tweet at nakedscientists, write on our Facebook page, or join in the debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.
The Naked Scientists Question of the Week, brought to you in association with the How to Wissmann Foundation, supporting science and education from Alpha to Omega.